Blog Talk Radio.
Feelings with Maze. I love this song. I love the first line. He said, I got myself to remind me of love, family. That's what the love journey is all about, reminding you of love. Come on, y'all. Somebody know what I'm talking about today. He said, I got myself to remind me of love. Day.
I'll spread them all over the world.
good morning. You're tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Maze and Happy Feelings. I don't know, I was feeling a little happy feelings this morning. I was feeling a little Maze. He said, I got myself to remind me of love. All right, family, you know that's what The Love Journey is all about, love. Yes, love, love, love. I think that's the reason we come to the planet is really to return to the essence of who we are, right? Love. The source, love. The being, love. So as we tune in to that source, the one mind, one presence, as we become still and know, just know, that love is all there is. Reminding you that there is power in the breath. I want you to breathe deep. As we are reminded in this right now moment that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that Great Spirit, known by many names, is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. We want to get ready and tune in. Tune in to the presence. Recognizing that there is power in the breath, family. And so in this right now moment, I want you to really center your thoughts, center your mind, and become one with the one as we become still. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, then release the breath. But I want to remind you to breathe deep into the diaphragm, but also breathe into the heart. And as we, in this right now moment, release all thoughts, just simply releasing all thoughts, I want us to move right into our heart, into our heart space, where love only exists, reminding you that love doesn't need protection. You see, love doesn't need a fence around it. Love doesn't need a block. Love doesn't need a gate. Because only thing that can reside in love is love. Only thing that can show up in love is love. Gates and fences around our heart only reminds us of fear. Only thing that can come in fear is fear. So as I remind you today to just release any blocks, any fears, thoughts that you need to guard your heart, because love doesn't need protection, because only love can exist in the loving energy. Everything else is disintegrated. And so as we move into our heart space, allowing love, let love take over. Love, take over. Powerful about love. And so I just want you to be in your heart space, forgiving each and everything and anything that needs to be forgiven. Because forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. Forgiving ourselves, any thoughts or perceptions that anyone else could do something to us. Let's forgive the attachment to the thought, attachment to the act. Let's release the judgment, the abandonment, the wound, as we move into the space of love. And as we honor the sacred space of love, I want you to take in a deep breath, knowing that you are love. You are love. You are all that love is. And in this right now moment, family, I want you to check in that deep breath. Let's be still. Be still and know that I am love. Let's breathe, family. And I want you to release. Be still and know that I am God, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Know that you are loved. And that the universe is supporting you in all that you do in this right now moment. You can never be left or forsaken. I want you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Just to know the divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, as we invite and invoke all that God is into this right now moment. And as we hear Ayana's prayer of forgiving ourselves. Forgiving ourselves for any and everything.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Yes, I forgive myself. Wow. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. And today, family, I just want us to move into that place where we're in our heart space, recognizing our own forgiveness. And so today, family, just for today, what can we do to honor ourselves in that forgiveness space? Not holding on to the judgment, the wounds, the ideas, but to just let go and allow the divine presence to do what it needs to do through us. You see, because when God created you, God had a special plan that only you can do. And so today, ask the divine to come through. Come through and do its will through you. The will that you came to the planet to do. The soul is longing to express. Dr. always said that God can only do for you what God can do through you. God can only do for you what God can do through you. Can God get through today? Can God really get through in the presence of who you are and who you're being in this right now? All right, family, so I'm going to be reading from the science. Maybe I should put on a little song, huh, just to get us vibrating up, huh? Vibrating up. What should I play? I played Happy Feelings. Played Joshua Rogers, Rain Down on Me. I haven't played that in a minute. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Let's make the manifest of the glory of God in this call right now. Come.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring within us, send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts, send rain. Oh, breathe. Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to Love Journey, your love experience with Jimmy and Ingram. And that was Joshua. What is right here on the Love Journey? All right. I'm going to start off by reading the science of the mind. And the question in the science of the mind is, who are you really? Who are you really? Really, who are you? You know, when it comes down to it, it really doesn't matter what others say or think of you. What's important is what you think and feel about yourself. Come on now. Who are you really? Are you trying to be someone anyone else says you are supposed to be? Are you behaving in ways that may please others? Or are you being bold enough to be yourself, your most divine self? Yes, it's today the day you say enough is enough. Is today the day that you boldly ask yourself the question, who am I really? If it is, then today is the day that you not only listen for the answer, it's the day that you set yourself free to bring all of your diverse gifts to the forefront. The ultimate gift for us all is to live this life joyously and creatively with passion and love. Who are you really? You are the light of God. You are the way heaven meets earth. I like that. You are the way heaven meets earth. I am the way that heaven meets earth. You are the brilliant illumination of pure spirit. I like that too. I am the brilliant illumination of pure spirit. But don't let me tell you who you are. You must know this for yourself. The affirmation is, I am the light of God. I am an instrument of the divine. I am love personified. I am one in God. Let's affirm. I am the light of God. I am an instrument of the divine. I am love personified. I am one in God. All right, family, we're going to talk about relationships today. Oh, let me see. Do I got a good relationship? Oh, yeah, nothing better than love. I'm going to play that. I guess she says she's playing some music today, right? She need. I got on here to hear some song. I ain't get on here to hear a song, right? But I just want to play this. This is a remake of Luther Vandross and Mesa and Kevin did the song together, and it's called Nothing Is Better Than Love. It's a remake of Luther Vandross and Gregory Hines. There's nothing better than love.
There's nothing Mesa. Better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ask? What I be thinking of? By far, so let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love, to love.
And I mean all these words I say, and you don't have to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen.
Cannot get what they need, no matter how they change themselves, it hurts deeply. They react to hurt with anger. And if the hurt is not healed, the anger ages into resentment. Accumulated resentment makes a person bitter. Accumulated resentment makes a woman bitter, makes a person bitter. He asked, how come you've never been bitter? He never allowed. Because I'm not hurt often. Since I know what not to take personally, and when I am hurt, I speak up and I can be healed. Tonight, Kimberly said something that cut me to the quick. And after I said, oh, she apologized, and I was fine again. She asked, We assume people know when they have hurt us, and if they do not care enough to heal us, more often people are unaware of what they've done. If we know that, we can be responsible for getting what we need, for the anger builds up and the process of creating bitterness progresses. Wow. And I thought that was really, really interesting. That, I mean, I hope it was interesting. I'm even thinking that maybe we might even have a Queen's Code on Thursday because it's so cool, this book. But I thought that accumulated resentment. How many of us, especially those who are married, and then those who are single, keep taking that accumulated resentment into each relationship or each day into your relationship? How many of us are really asking for what we need in our relationship? Do we even know what we need in a relationship? Ooh, that's some stuff, ain't it? So I saw this article. It was called The Spiritual Lessons in Romantic Relationships. Ooh, right? It's not a romantic relationship. It's a spiritual lesson. Love, romantic love. There's nothing bad in love, right? If it's nothing better than love, often my girlfriend, she said, because I always say there's nothing better than love. She said, but then why do it have to hurt? I said, girl, that's because you don't know what love is. Do you crave it? Do you have it and lose it? Do you feel stuck in your relationship where you before you felt free? Or maybe you went through a rough breakup and are timid about getting into another relationship. Or maybe you're stuck in the same old pattern with this person who promised you that you're going to get married, promise you that things are going to be different, and every year it's the same old in and out, inundated with the same stuff. If you are single, you can learn the lesson from your previous relationships. But if you are in a relationship, you can learn the lesson and go deeper, deeper, deeper. You want to learn the spiritual lesson of your relationship? Well, that's what today's conversation is all about. Love and passion in a relationship with our lives come alive, huh? A fulfilling relationship makes your life worth living because it takes you deeper, it heals you, it brings your heart out. He said, my therapist once told me after I had read thousands of self-help books, boom, what powerful advice. She said, there's a spiritual lesson. Let's learn it together in relationships. The spiritual lesson in a relationship. What could that be, huh? How can I have a spiritual relationship in this stuff that's going on in my relationship, right? I know you're probably asking yourself that. You know, it's interesting that when you learn the lesson, everything improves. Because when you learn the lesson, the spiritual lesson in your relationship, it brings you closer to fulfilling love in your own personal life. Because relationships are your biggest mirror. Your most romantic relationship is your biggest mirror. And I know sometimes we can feel exhausted. Exhausted from work. Some of us don't even have the energy for a relationship. I heard one lady say, girl, I'm just tired from work and I don't even got time. Do you ever feel like the person you need to be at work is somehow at odds with the person you need to be when it comes to love? Do you ever feel like if you track love, you can't even sustain it? Are you looking to integrate within yourself the spiritual seeker, worldly achiever, the person who wants to be loved? Well, let's get to them. Did you know there's a spiritual message in your romantic relationship? When you look at the first three to six months, you fall in love, but you don't really fall in love. What you fall in is what we call chemicals, right? You fall into dopamine. You fall into oxytocin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, serotonin, all the neurochemicals and all the peptides and all the different hormones of the body just kind of flood together, and it's what we call chemical soup. And you feel like sort of magic, incredible. One, because you're given an experience of what divine enlightenment or the experience of God consciousness or whatever that might be, you're getting that experience of what it feels like temporarily. Let me say that again. When we're in that epinephrine, that oxytocin. Now, they say it's not, but if you're in the divine enlightenment space or you're in that experience of that God consciousness, that's the peak of what the experience of love really is. But not love to the sense of attachment. And also the biology is designed to make sure that we're bonding and having sex so that, well, making love, I like to say, so that the species can continue. You see, but the veil eventually drops on all relationships, and you see the person for their flaws, and then the things that used to make you really love this person are the things that not really piss you off. And instead of leaving, unless you're being physically abused, in which case you need to get out immediately, there's an opportunity for you to learn the spiritual lesson. And here's what we've done. We've all had childhood wounds that we've been through. I know I have. And what's fascinating is we tend to draw to us people who are the envy in many ways of what we're reflecting. So what that means is that if we are reflecting the energy of who we are, then what is the lesson? What is the mirror? The reason why you're attracted to someone is not just physical, chemical, pheromone. There's also a spiritual lesson for you. There are pieces of your childhood that need to be worked out. You get the opportunity to see the beautiful example of someone in front of you has the element that you need to heal. You can make them wrong for it. You can argue. You can try to change them. That never works. So you could really start to take responsibility for your side of the relationship and go, what's my spiritual lesson here? Maybe I'm being asked to be more sensitive. Maybe I'm being asked to forgive. Maybe I'm being asked to have a greater sense of self. Maybe I'm being asked to have more empathy. Or maybe I'm being asked to open up and be more vulnerable. Or maybe I'm learning how to set more boundaries, because the thing that attracts you to someone will be the thing that also pisses you off and will be the reason why you could break up unless you embody it. And here's the thing. If you don't heal, you will just keep repeating the same relationship, even in a different physical presence. You're going to keep just going to keep having that sort of chemical super love over and over again. The veil will always drop. You'll date the same person in different shoes. So if you're in a relationship now and you feel stuck, use this opportunity to learn the spiritual lesson, because you're going to learn it one way or another. You're going to find yourself in the same exact same position in the future that you are in right now. So you get the opportunity to dive deeper and really embody what you learn. So without ego, without needing to be right, without trying to step into some sort of hierarchy of you, they're wrong. Because remember, in a relationship, there's not a sick one and a well one. We're both reflecting unknown spaces. And we have to take responsibility for our side of the street. So really ask yourself, what's my partner teaching me? Can I be more forgiving? Can I be more courteous? Can I be more loving? Do I need to set more boundaries? Do I need to speak up for myself? Do I need to be more sensitive? What attracted you to that person? What's pissing you off about that person? And honestly, how could you embody it? If you know someone that's in a relationship now and having some strife, what could they learn in this relationship? What could we be learning in the relationship that we're in right now? When we think of there's nothing better than love, nothing better than love, then why do we find ourselves in spaces that keep us from growing into our own divine self? Because relationships really come to what? To be our biggest mirror. And oftentimes we talk about the things that we see in other people that trigger us, but also the same greatness you see in that relationship, in that person, is the same greatness that's in you. They come to reflect not just the unhealed spaces, but they also come to reflect the spaces of you that are great. I don't talk to many people that are happy in relationships. I don't talk to most people that's happy in relationships or out of relationships. Isn't that interesting? People that are in relationships are unhappy. People out of relationships are unhappy. And what's the key to keeping people into the space of unhappiness? I think because, one, we don't honor and really feel our feelings. I think first, you stop and feel your feelings and honesty without self-judgment. Really feel your feelings and begin to heal those feelings, and then begin to honor what is true for you that you want to do in your life. You see, I know that a lot of times we get in relationships and we give all of ourselves away, and then we forget to have something for ourselves. But I come to understand that relationship is not giving yourself away, but a relationship is being present with who you are and learning to navigate within the greatness of yourself with the greatness of the other person and witnessing that love together without losing who you are, and they're not losing who they are, but coming together as two whole people who love the very essence of who they are, which gives them the opportunity to love the very essence of the other person. So how do we get in a space that gives us the opportunity to really honor the presence, joy, and the love, and the witnessing in that relationship is by understanding that it's going to take that self-love. Yeah, I know, you get on this phone and say, Janine, and that self-love, Janine, and that forgiveness, Janine, and that love, Janine, and da-da-da. Sometimes it just probably get on your nerve, right? But when you really think about life, no one ever told us that the key to life is learning how to self-love. But we don't really even know what that self-love, we don't even know how to turn that self-love on, because we only understand love from a physical perspective. We don't see the power of being present of love. That when we're saying love yourself, we're honestly saying love the soul of you. Speak to the essence of who you are in this right now moment. Recognizing and seeing your own greatness. And when you begin to honor and love, love to the point where you, from the soul, the depthness of your soul, you begin to get to a place where you won't even need nothing outside yourself. You won't hunger or thirst for anything outside of who you are. I was reading this article. Why is it important to love yourself? He said a lot of folks think that loving yourself is selfish and narcissistic. What's funny, though, is that true love can't be narcissistic. Self-love, love, narcissism is just selfishness, which is not loving. Self-love starts by being the love, giving the love, attention and care to yourself. But if that is not where you stop, then it stops being self-love. Self-love is not extended to other people and given away. Isn't self-love? The flow of love and the self-love is giving and receiving. Why is it important to start with self, though? Because ultimately, we are the ones responsible for our own actions, choices, and the outcome of those actions and choices. We cannot give to someone else what we don't have, and likewise, we cannot give to someone else what they don't have either. Which is interesting, because if I can't give from them what it is I want, and I'm not giving myself what it is I want, because I can only get what level of vibration I want, then the very essence of what the thing I want, it's a merry-go-round. It's a rat race. Because the real thing to get out of the rat race of love is to really sit still and really open up those boxes to say who I am. Self-love is important because it's remembering where your power comes from. Self-love is important because it welcomes the love of the universe. It honors the divineness of yourself. When we give ourselves that love, we begin to feel the presence of the divineness of who we are. And as we begin to be filled with this love, we then pour it on others in lives. But first we have to be filled with love to give it. When we are in self-love, we also have boundaries and learn how to say no. It's a balance that is learned over time. If you're confused about all this self-love talk and don't know what to do in any situation, then get still and just ask yourself, if I truly love myself, what would I do? Other great questions to ask are, what actions would I have to take in order to bring love to this situation or relationship? What actions would I have to take in order to bring love to this situation or relationship? Is there any way I can take better care of myself in this moment, so I have more to give instead of less? Self-love is not all about me, but it starts with me, so that I can build a strong we. See, it starts with me so that we can build a strong we. It starts with me so that we can build a strong we. Think of self-love as the foundation of a happy and full life. But not the full expression of. The full expression of love comes when we be in love and we can give love away, because the love of the universe is infinite. And our true source, we lose nothing by giving our love away. But giving true love away, not attachment, not control, not wanting you to be what I want you to be, but true love. To be in the moment, if you truly loved yourself, what would you do? If you truly loved yourself, what would you do? What would you be doing? Truly was in relationship with the most important person in your life, what would you be doing? What would be different? Imagine how you would treat yourself on a daily basis if you were another person in relationship with you. Oftentimes when I think about loving me, I think about how I loved my children, how compassionate my love was for my children. And then I actually turn that love into myself and compassionately love myself. Are you good to yourself? Is your mind kind to your body and soul? We beat ourselves up with cruel self-talk. We set ourselves up for failure with unrealistic expectation. We deprive ourselves of things we deserve through self-sabotaging behaviors. Let me say that again, because we do it so many times. We deprive ourselves of things we deserve because of self-sabotaging behaviors. We abuse our bodies through neglect or harmful choices. These behaviors wreak havoc on our mental and physical health, our relationships and careers. We got to choose something different. Because when we truly are in line with our own beautiful and unique spirit, we can completely and authentically give and receive real love. This is because when we love ourselves, we know that we can give without becoming resentful, exhausted, and depleted. We can receive because we know we deserve it. Self-love is the prerequisite for complete immersion in an abundant flow of light and love in the world around us. So many times we ask ourselves, how does one love oneself? The physical acts of getting your hair done and maintaining your physical presence is a beautiful way to begin. But self-love really begins in the spirit. It begins in the heart and the soul of who you are. It begins in a space of really turning those switches that's inside of you, turning off that negative self-talk. Yeah, we can give ourselves words of affirmation, and we can think self-love. And I think this powerful practice, daily affirmation, recite mantras and affirmations that encourage self-compassion. Bring your attention to being good to yourself. Journal your strengths and everything about you for which you are grateful. Document everything you accomplish. Feel good, do right, like about yourself. Keep your self-talk positive. Turn down the volume of your inner critic and choose to be your best coach or cheerleader. These come from the five love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, Do self-love. Prepare yourself a healthy meal. Put thought and effort into your grocery shopping. Create an organized and clean, aesthetically pleasing home environment. Love where you live, even if it's on a budget. Schedule regular physical to a mental health checkup. Groom yourself with love and care. Put yourself together so that you feel like the beautiful person that you are. 3, receiving gifts. Absorb self-love. But buy only what you love. Don't allow things in your home and closet that don't bring you positive vibrations. While you add a purge that does not bring you joy, gift yourself with an experience on your bucket list. Always wanted to skydive or go whitewater rafting. Budget it out and plan it out. Invest in your education and advancement. Learn how to do something you always wanted to learn how to do. Yourself with knowledge. Treat yourself to the wisdom and perspective that's gained from travel. Quality time. Be present with yourself, love. Set aside daily time to be mindful, such as meditation, deep breathing. Connect with your higher self. Make time for leisure and hobbies. Make time for play and enjoyment. Prioritize your sleep and exercise. You got to reboot and revitalize your physical being. Don't overbook, overschedule, or overcommit. Your life is worth more than being a gerbil on a wheel. Stretch your muscles. And I tell everybody, oh, I used to think massage was a luxury. I've come to learn that massage is not a luxury. It's part of self-care. Relax into your body. Get present with your body. Release toxins by taking hot baths with Epsom salt. Release the stress and soak in love. Moisturize your skin with lotions and oil. Anoint your body as you touch your skin. Thank each part of your body for all it does for you. Gift yourself a spa treatment, a manicure, pedicure, facial, deep conditioning treatment. Know you are worth extraordinary care, baby. You are worth it. Self-love is the journey. And it takes dedication, devotion, and practice. Resolve to love yourself each and every day and watch your best self blossom, your greatest life unfold. Self-love is an exponential force. You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who might be more deserving of your love and affection than you are of yourself. Let me say that again. You may search all around the world looking for somebody to give your love to who you might be more deserving and affection. And that person will never be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in this entire universe, deserve your love and affection. This is a quote from Buddha. He said, you can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection. So what do you do to practice self-love? What are you doing to really honor the spirit? I'm not talking about just getting your hair done, your nails, your feet, and going to the barbershop. I'm talking about really getting to the essence and deep into the soul of self-love. That every cell in your body is being turned on by the very essence of who you are. You see, family, it's time for you to love you. It's time for you to love you. And nobody can love you the way you can love you. And you have not been loved until you've been loved by you. Family, our life is a demonstration of our belief system. If you're holding on to accumulated resentment, if you're in a relationship, you can't seem to find harmony in that relationship right now, are you asking yourself, are you holding on to unaccumulated resentment? Are you really asking for what you want? Are you really saying what you need? And are you really honoring you, the presence of you? Remember, relationship biggest mirror. You want to learn, get in an intimate relationship. It's going to show you yourself, your best self and your unhealed self. It's going to show you the part of you that makes you you if you really look deeper. So today, how can we become more of our divine self by loving ourselves today? What commitment will you make to yourself to get rid of all that accumulated resentment that causes you not to ask for what you want in your relationship? You see, what kind of energy are we giving off to the people that we say we love? Because they didn't show up the way we wanted them to show up, then we get upset. And instead of saying what we need, we begin to treat them a certain way, thinking they know what they did, and they don't know. What is the spiritual lesson in it for you? That's my message. Any questions, comments, or concerns? If you're on blog, I'm sorry, star 6, if you're on teleconference, if you're on blog talk, press 1. This is a powerful conversation about love, love, love. All right. Well, you've been tuned into the love journey, and today we've been talking all about love, love for self, love in relationship, love, just love. And so I thank you for taking your time out of all the places you could have been. You chose to be right here on the love journey, family. Thank you. Reminding you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because love is a choice. And remember, family, not to just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. I want to remind you, tomorrow we're reading the book Abundance Now. Make sure you're reading. It is so good. And we'll be on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe tomorrow with our book with Liz Nichols. Yes, Abundance Now and How to Amplify Our Lives. It's been a really great pleasure to be here today. As always, I would not want to be anywhere but right here with you. And so I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the love journey. Of all the places you could be, you chose to be right here. And I want to remind you that I love you. This is The Whispers right here in the love journey. I want you to have an amazing day. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you. The universe loves you. And the universe is just waiting to shine through you. Remember, the power is in you. Work your family. The power is inside of you. It's the Whispers.
just love together. I love you. I want you by my side forever. I love you. Sharing our precious love together.
To hide from myself.
He said you can't find love outside you. You can only find it inside you. Whew. See, these old songs, they had the message, and we didn't even get it then. At least I did. All right, this is my last song. It's called Is You, L. Hudson. I'm just taking you way back, family. This morning, I don't know, this is how I feel. This is Janine Ingram, and you've been tuned in to The Love Journey, and we've been talking about love, family, love, and it's all about you. This is Is You by L. Hudson. Take you back down memory lane.
Once before.
Y'all remember them blue light quarter parties? All right, you all. Have a great day. Have a great day. Remember the quarter parties.